This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And Ann Morrison, let's go through some of the news. If you go to your blog, which is Twiland, TWILAND.info, which we have a link at the bottom of our panel on the right-hand side, affiliates, on NutriMedical.com, you've done an amazing amount of work every week, and I want to thank you for all the hard work. There's a lot of really serious stories going on. You deal with biosecurity, earthquakes, volcanoes, and weather. You deal with things like the massive immigration of unaccompanied minors that are being dumped across the border. All kinds of issues. Let's go through all of these now.
Well, I kind of want to start with Zika, but if you want to start someplace else, that's okay, too.
Let's start with Zika. Zika's a big deal, and it's getting bigger, and Obama wants $1.8 billion to deal with Zika, but, you know, I think that their whole approach to it is wrongheaded. Like, the FDA approved now the use of these Franken mosquitoes to control the problem, and in fact, they're part of the problem because it's an unstable gene that gets into the population, and it's my feeling that that unstable gene actually weaponized the Zika virus and made it more likely to be a pathogen.
Well, I think the problem is, what people don't understand is that they haven't found Zika antibodies in people's blood. That's part of the problem. That's why I can't diagnose it. But it's because we don't have any defenses against it. It's something the body hasn't seen before.
Well, we do actually have a protocol that will kill all known pathogens. It turns out that you can stop biting insects with our Allicin Med. You can kill all pathogens through the biofilm with Allicin Med, Nutriodine, and Silver 100, which goes through the biofilm. We have natural defenses that disrupt all RNA and DNA virus capsules with my formula Nutri Defense, which I designed based on things that will disrupt the viral capsid. So it's not that we don't have anything. It's just that the quote typical drugs like oseltamivir for the flu don't work on this. And they say they're going to work on a vaccine, but the problem is RNA viruses tend to mutate very quickly. So even if you, quote, had a vaccine that would help your body identify, remember, vaccines don't activate your T-killer cells. The ideal way to actually create immunity to any pathogen, and this is my theory, is you'd actually make a universal non-antigen demonstrating HLA antigens T-cell. You'd actually activate against all known human pathogens and have populations that you give to people intravenously, and you'd periodically test to see if their pathogen, any pathogen population was adequate in their blood. By special markers in a blood test. In other words, you don't focus on antibodies, what I call condiments to your immune cells to find the pathogen alone. You actually create activated T cells that will kill it. And that's something that's possible now with genetic engineering. We could actually make a genetically engineered and activated and educated T cell population that would kill all the known pathogens, including Zika virus, Ebola, and even existing viruses like hepatitis C and B. So our whole approach to disease needs to move into the 21st century and stop the idea that if we just create an antibody, we'll make the T cells be able to find the pathogen and then kill it, when in fact we need to actually increase the T cell population that has the capacity to find and kill it, and that can be done with our technology we have today.
Well, but that doesn't get it. I mean, that's very nice, and we would like to be able to do that. By the way, did you see the article I sent you about the novel compound that they've tested in monkeys, and it protects the monkeys from Ebola? Or so that, you know, that's still an animal study.
Now, what's the novel compound consist of?
Well, they don't say. Called GS-5734.
Yeah, they always have these.
U.S. AMRID, and they say that it can not only kill the Ebola, but it can kill the MERS coronavirus. Now, those are two separate, entirely viruses. I mean, they aren't even closely related at all.
Yeah, as I say, the new genetic engineering technologies allows, we know this for cancer, for example, it does some cancer research, and they can actually take your T lymphocytes out, train them using genetic engineering technology to actually attack your tumor and just give it back to you, and it kills the tumor like crazy. One of the technologies that was developed was called the dendritic vaccine, and it started many years ago in Germany using the RNA of the in your free blood that was of the cancer, and then it would then train the T-killer cells and grow them in a laboratory to a larger population and give it back to you by intravenous. That's available at several clinics in Mexico, Tijuana. It's available here for prostate cancer, but you can get it for other cancers. What I think is we need to work on these, what we call biotechnologies, and the biotech companies that develop this technology are going to make buco bucks, because it is going to be very, very effective against cancer and major infectious diseases, not only just preventing illness, but if someone has an existing Ebola or HIV or stealth infection that's triggering off cancer or other illnesses like Lyme disease, which triggers off MS and MS flare-ups, there's five different subclasses, that we will be able to eliminate these using the genetically engineered T lymphocytes. So that's something we can do today. It's not something theoretical. It's something that can be done today. You just have to apply the money and the resources to do it.
Well, they aren't. That's the problem. In fact, they finally said, well, I guess we can test the saliva. Because what happens is Zika clears out of the blood within a week or 10 days or 2 weeks. But it's still in the body, and it comes out in the urine and the saliva.
Wait, the way to test is not to test for the presence of the virus or try to culture it out. It's to test for the DNA sequences to indicate that there's a using PCR technology. Because it's going to persist in urine fat longer than in the blood even. And the fact is PCR will pick it up anywhere, even in saliva. So the approach should be PCR testing and also testing for the Intrexon Oxitec OX513A gene, because it's my feeling that one of the big problems is it's a gene plague that's actually modifying the host. And when the host gets modified, it produces higher levels of free radicals, and that actually weaponizes any pathogen in it. And this is a real danger. It's not just Zika virus. It's the fact that these genes actually, and this was Dr. Maiwan Ho mentioned this in 2001 and again in 2014, that the moth that was actually released in Georgia years ago, I think 2005, has already jumped into other insects and other organisms in Georgia. So the fact is we're starting to pollute the biosphere with what we call jumping genes, with what we call transposon riddle genes that actually can jump into different parts of double-stranded DNA in animals and plants and can modify hundreds of different genes in the way they operate. So the problem is we've, you know, the FDA, which is another criminal organization, has now approved these Franken mosquitoes as a solution, and it does reduce the mosquito population, but the surviving mosquitoes have these bad genes that can jump into other populations, plus 1 in 200 is not male, it's female, because they do these manually when they count them, and by their own statistics, 1 in 200 is a female carrying these special genes, the OX513A gene. And if the gene just jumps into a different part of the genome, it's not lethal, even in the presence of no tetracycline, which interferes with the lethal gene mechanism. So what I see happening is a wrong science, which they knew from published research and other scientists raised concerns, and a lack of accountability. So you heard a little bit of this dialogue, have you, Matt, about the Zika virus, and what do you think?
I think it's interesting we have so many diseases arising in these very overpopulated areas of the earth, places where there's a very, very bad sanitary conditions and very high population growth rates, such as Africa. I mean, virtually all these diseases have come from, for some reason or other, from Central Africa, whether it's AIDS, Ebola, Zika. It's pretty remarkable that all these diseases came from that one small area. But this, again, poses another threat of mass immigration. If we allow unchecked mass immigration of so-called refugees, they can, of course, inevitably spread diseases, just like when we came and met the Native Americans, right? We brought diseases which we were immune to, but they weren't immune to. Similarly, Europeans could contract novel diseases because of this mass immigration into Europe, thanks to Angela Merkel's foolish policies. The other thing is, of course, in America. I discussed last hour the foolishness of the merit-based system of immigration. Is being
yeah, you made a really good point there, too.
I pointed out that, actually, we've had merit-based immigration since 1965 with Ted Kennedy's idiotic act, the Immigration and Nationality Act, which basically said we no longer have any cultural preferences for who comes to the USA. It's all on the basis of how well-educated you are and how wealthy you are, which are terrible measures because...
Yeah, we're...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Professor, it's good to hear you back. I don't hear construction in the background. Anne's got lots of different stories here to run through. It's been a while since we hear from you. We've got all the election stuff going on, the Zika virus exploding. But it's not just Zika. We have pathogens all over the world over the last few years doubling. In fact, some of the experts on infectious disease, both in wild zoonotic infections as well as human-borne plagues, are dramatically increasing. New versions of H5N1, the PH1N1 flu, which is a California strain that struck eastern Ukraine as well. The Russians basically tried to say it was a bioweapon the way it was so pathogenic. Here in California, it killed, by middle of January, 147 people. It persists for up to a month. It's really deadly. I mean, people don't understand it. It causes incredible inflammation. But we have an explosion of pathogens all over the world. We have increased levels of earthquakes and volcanoes occurring around the world, extreme weather, seasons all mixed up, hot and cold. Lots of things are in an uproar, and it also puts food supplies and populations in jeopardy, which Matthew talked about with massive either environmental or other reasons for mass migration from population centers of third world countries into first or second world.
Oh, this yeah, is a lot not of good. The immigrants are from Africa. not far from the places these diseases originate. And as Anne said during the break, the Egyptian mosquito can actually survive without water for up to a year.
The eggs are the mosquito.
Or a couple of years.
The eggs can survive, yes.
The eggs.
Before they transform into a mosquito. Now think about, I mean, not only are we not, there's virtually no control right now with these immigrants coming in through Turkey. There's virtually no screening, let alone is there any health screening, any way of seeing whether there are mosquito eggs or viruses being carried by these people. I mean, so that's another threat besides just the threat of course, ISIS have said themselves that they're laughing at us, saying they're going to infiltrate the refugees with ISIS members. And, I mean, the irony here is, you think about it, what is the definition of a refugee? Obviously somebody who's escaped from somewhere like ISIS to a foreign country. Now imagine you're sitting there in your Euro shop in the USA or Europe, and then suddenly ISIS moves in next door to you. Or imagine that you're somebody who's a refugee of the PRC, and then suddenly PRC spies are living right next to you because we let them into the country. It's really funny that they call this a refugee program that's supposed to protect people, because obviously their first targets are going to be people, are going to be traitors from their own country or religion, as we've seen in America already, with people like Rashad Khalifa being murdered by Islamists right on our soil.
Right. So, Professor, we haven't had you back for a few weeks because of all the construction with your recent moves. What are the major stories you're following? Because we've got everything from energy. Obama's energy policies, by the way, are insane in terms of fighting carbon credits. There are no real policies. And he's supporting wind technology, which is useless, these turbines, and then trying to transmit power hundreds of miles, and then wants to start selling carbon credits. He wants to really push this. We see it with Europe, with Germany, with Angela Merkel. The Germans are going to kill themselves with their industrial policies. We have also things like we don't have biosecurity happening. I'm writing a paper on biosecurity, what you need to do in order to test everybody coming in. For example, right now we have at least 500,000 people from Central and South America that are carrying the Trypanosoma cruzii, and they can't make the blood supply properly safe. So if you get a blood donation, you might get Trypanosoma cruzii, which will cause all kinds of horrific things, including in 20 years a period of 100% likelihood of a cardiomyogenic heart failure that kills you. It can also destroy organs like your brain and kidneys, etc. So what people don't understand is we have an invasion of every kind of thing that will destroy our culture, our health, and our population.
The biggest thing about immigration is that if you have large populations, whether it's Mexican or from Syria or mixed or whatever, is that they're much easier and much less costly to take care of there. And most of the real refugees
in their own country
They don't want to come to the United States. I had a recommendation for Donald Trump. I said, don't build a wall. He wants to build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. Don't build a wall. Take the money, invest in local industries in Mexico, and I don't mean take American industries and move them there like Nestle's or whatever else is going on.
No.
Hershey's Park. No, don't do that. Create Mexican infrastructure. They need infrastructure there. and use that money to create jobs there and then get rid of the European bankers, take the wealthy in Mexico and distribute that money amongst the poor. You got 3% of the people who own 90% of the money. Mexico is a very rich country, but if you...
There's more billionaires per capita in Mexico than any other country on Earth, including China. Do you know there's more billionaires and millionaires in Mexico than any other country in history, including China, Germany, anywhere else in the world? People don't know that, do they?
I guess that's a pretty good testament against social inequality, though, isn't it? Because Mexico's not very well organized.
No, there again, if I used to live in Mexico. If you go up to Las Lomas or the hill area up in the southwest corner of the city, I used to teach the kids there of the wealthy people. I mean, you're talking about movie theaters in the house and, you know, a room full of African trophies and, you know, extreme wealth there. And then down the block, you have extreme poverty. But, you know, create an infrastructure of jobs there. And 95% of the Mexicans will go there.
They will be a testament to that. They need their own Bernie Sanders or something in Mexico, as opposed to, but they also have a population problem in Mexico City, at least. I mean, they're just massively overpopulated. And I think that's mostly because the Catholic Church tells them to reproduce mindlessly, even if they can't afford to raise their children.
No, it's just it's the Mexican culture, and it has to do with machismo and everything else, where men go out and even the mothers promote the men to go out, because then that promotes their manhood, and then it's a crazy three-pronged, strange social culture and it really doesn't have much to do with the Catholic Church, even though that's dominant there, the religion.
But well, they could at least stop telling people that it's a good idea,
Well, yes. Look at the death rate there. The problem in the United States is those people come here. In Mexico, you have a 50% mortality rate before the age of 3. In the United States, all those kids survive. And so, they're having babies here like they had in Mexico. But the whole point is that you have to have an incentive for them to go back to Mexico, which they would. And then if they want to protest, have them protest in Mexico. They learned how to protest here. They can protest, march, and carry signs in Mexico.
Yeah, I hear the thesis that Trump puts together, and there's one idea about a wall, but a wall's not going to stop a plane that flies over and lands on Mena, Arkansas to bring in illegal drugs with the CIA blessing and the blessing of the Department of Justice was fast and furious. The fact is we have corrupt elements in the government that are bringing in drugs by heavy lift Hercules aircraft, and a lot of these are, quote, pseudo-military aircraft, so the aircraft with the military reserve, that bring over military supplies and come back with loads of the gunnels with drugs. So, to say that they're going to make the country drug-free by putting in a wall is a little specious. It's not really true. They don't even necessarily need a physical wall. If they want to stop actually people just scurrying across, they could have a motion sensor wall with drones and rapid reaction force that could stop them. So, to me, the real issue...
People have come across in Boston to work at Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's.
Exactly.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you. But I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you. So the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards. Even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. Professor McKenney wanted a couple of clear minutes without any interruptions to kind of say this important statement about sheriffs and what's going on, because when it does come a time for there to be a revolution in America, there's specific elements that you're going to explain that will explain why these things are important. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Here is a topic. We have elections coming up next November. Everybody's starting to think about presidential elections, but you can elect all of the good people in the presidential office that you want. But in reality, the guy that affects your life is your local sheriff. He's the guy that's going to prevent a Ruby Ridge or a Waco or an Oregon siege by the BLM or an Oregon or Nevada siege by the BLM and taking people's land away or whatever for political motivation from, you know, say, congressman or secretary of state or whoever. So at any rate, your sheriff, here's what you want to look for. You want to, first of all, make sure that the guy has no history of working for the federal government. If they do, can them. Get them out of there. Don't let them run. You know, do everything you can to expose that guy and beat him. And the guy you want in office, this is what you look for the guy you want. He's an oath keeper. He has pledged to maintain his oaths. So that's the term oath keeper. Remember that. Second of all, constitutional sheriff. In other words, he bases his authority and what he does on the Constitution. So those are the two keywords, oath keeper, and there are four oaths. One, when you're born, that's your citizenship in the United States. Number two is when you get married. In other words, these guys are dedicated to their wives and families. Number three is your oath to God and higher entity. And then the fourth oath is when they become sheriff, and to maintain that oath. So they're oath keepers. They don't take an oath and then slide it out and do something else. And they're constitutional sheriffs. They see that their job is in on top of any federal laws. So there's a good example. I want you to go to this homepage. It's very simple to remember. SheriffDanPage.com. There you will see a guy. He's running in Missouri, the state of Missouri, for a county office of sheriff. That's an oath keeper and a constitutional sheriff. Look at his page. It's Sheriff Dan, D-A-N, Page, just like Page, SheriffDanPage.com. There you will see a constitutional sheriff. And there are many around the country. There's another organization called the Constitutional Organization of Peace Officers and Sheriffs and Peace Officers. And so anyway, that is another organization where sheriffs are organizing. They are organizing around the country and supporting each other because these sheriffs are coming under attack. And by organizing, they support one another. And their job is to keep the federal nutcases out of their county. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox here. Let's talk about this a little bit. But coming up this fall, concentrate on your sheriff, an office that many people have ignored for a long time. Now this is coming to roost. In fact, the sheriff can throw bankers out of your country because they're a foreign invader. You know, and their oath is to protect the citizens against all threats, internal and foreign.
Okay. Well, I think the biggest problem with police is that if they kill the suspect, right? In general, it's a total forfeiting of their entire job. I mean, for instance, we saw Ray Tensing, right? He shot this Sam DuBose guy. Now, I mean, yes, Sam DuBose was arguably a scumbag. Like, he had 13 children out of wedlock. He was drunk driving. But he starts tapping on the gas. If anybody's seen this video, starts tapping on the gas, and the very first thing that the cop, Ray Tensing, does is blow his head off. He doesn't even shoot him in the arm or something. He blows his head off because he's so afraid the guy's going to run him over. That, in my opinion, is just a massive act of cowardice. And not only that, something which absolutely has to be punished, because if you don't arrest the suspect, not only does the suspect not get a fair trial, but of course he gets pity. A guy who was a scumbag is now regarded by Black Lives Matter as being a victim.
Well, yeah, but is that a police? Is that a local police issue now or a sheriff issue?
I think it's probably both. I mean, obviously the sheriffs are responsible for their training.
Yeah. Two different issues, and we need to actually get non-lethal technology so the police feel, number one, that they can actually defuse this situation without going to lethal technology.
Well, I mean,
we
have sheriffs are members of the sheriffs are members of the Fraternal Order of Police, which, I mean, it's probably good to have some kind of union going on, but the fact that they're defending these fools, these cowards who've murdered suspects instead of arresting them, is pretty pathetic, in my opinion. I mean, totally negates the entire purpose of the police.
You can't paint them all together, though. Right? Well, you can have a small percentage of people that are bad.
Well,
cops,
they were threatening Quentin Tarantino for saying that it was murder. And, I mean, technically, when you unnecessarily kill somebody, it's murder. Yes, the charge would be manslaughter. So, technically, legally, it should be manslaughter. And maybe he should go to jail for a year or two and not for his entire life. Like,
you're talking about the movie producer, Quentin Tarantino?
We're getting off on a tangent here. We're trying to...
Yeah, exactly.
And there are specific cases here which we can argue back and forth. But the issue here is the sheriff taking control of his county and not letting the federal government in. This is what we're talking about.
Well, this is a problem, in fact, that happened.
The federal government is behind a lot of this police training that's made them more aggressive, more...
The issue, though, I think, Matt, is we're going back on track is... if we have sheriffs to protect our rights, federal government cannot go in like the BLM and do what they did in Oregon. We can't have, for example, the state of martial law declared by somebody like Obama if ISIS attacks, because Obama's literally set it up to make sure an attack like that will happen before perhaps the November elections. And that could be very preemptive, where it actually could stop the idea of elections happening. And that may be one of the strategies. They figure if Trump gets in and Hillary gets indicted, they may say, hey, we're just going to pull the whole election thing and keep Obama in power. Nothing would surprise me.
I mean, the big problem is that our whole culture, ever since the 1960s, has suffered from ever more of what I call an excess of the lunar, an excess of this changeable and unrooted, not solid, not loyal mentality, because we've kind of become ever more transnational and global. And exactly, the natural consequence is that there's not enough social bonds between people to control their behavior anymore. Especially, look for instance at black communities where there's just horrendous amounts of violence because there's no solid culture uniting them anymore. Like recently, I think 2 or 3 days ago, actually 2 days ago, there was a mass shooting at a cookout in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This family's just standing outside eating barbecue, and then suddenly these two thugs come along and blow them all away. It wasn't even clear what the motive was, why they would do that. Last year, a guy actually took a 9-year-old boy into an alley and blew his head off. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with here, and I think it results not just from social inequality, racism, and so forth. Those are an element of it, but the main cause is the culture has totally collapsed in a lot of these communities, and so there's no
social bonds. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Now, one of the things I want to do before we finish up, we have a lot of different news items that Ann brought forward. Do you want to hit some of the highlights, news items that are over on your web blog called twiland.info, Ann?
Yes, we're coming up to the summer season. Now, normally the Aedes aegypti mosquito would be the one that we'd be worried about, because it lives year-round in the southern states. That includes Florida and the Gulf Coast, and it's up in Arizona, and it's starting to get into Southern California. But as we get into the summer season, we have another carrier of the Zika virus, which also carries chikungunya and dengue, and that's called the Aedes albopictus. And it is going to go Missouri.
Right, exactly. And they've even said that some of these viruses may transfer to mosquitoes like in Missouri or even in Canada. They could survive extreme climates, so the virus may survive and embed itself into populations that we don't expect now. That could be big problems. Back in a moment with more with Professor McCanny and Morrison, our scientists, and Matthew.
Are you tired of the cold?
So, that's pretty scary, isn't it? That it could start
snowstorm. What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just mentioned the highlights on that during the break about Zika virus, because I think it's a kind of a platform for what I call the current environmental changes that are increasing the risk of not only international travel but mutagenesis of many pathogens, a weakened population with things like Fukushima Daiichi, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and cell phones, increasingly genetically modified food that's destroying the immune systems of people. And increasing the chances also of these pathogens getting embedded in animal and pet populations and traveling around the world with, mixing seasons, where normally pathogens that wouldn't be present here are present in North America now because of immigration, because of the spread of things like Zika virus. If there's 1,000 people now with a Zika virus in their blood, it's very possible they could transmit that into mosquito populations and other animals or humans. And who knows what'll happen? Well, and I'm not being an alarmist here. I'm trying to say it's not just Zika. We could have Western equine encephalitis, chikungunya, which has already been identified the last 3 years as far north as New York State. Things are getting strange, and they're going to get stranger and more dangerous for people because the number of pathogens and their ability to travel and mutate is increasing dramatically.
I just want to insert something here that the only way that is effective for any disease, whether it's transferred by mosquito or whatever, is isolation. Vaccines or whatever, literally you have to isolate the population that has it, and I'm sorry, that's the way it is. And we have this thing.
The big problem with all this is, I mean, as you'll hear on my radio show on rentsradio.com, and if you want, you can talk to me at my website, MatthewDeagle.com, under contact. The general trend in our society since the 1960s has been toward ever less isolation, ever more change, ever more disruption of any kind of foundation. So, again, all our policies and our culture have gone in the exact opposite direction from what we need to prevent the spread of these sorts of viruses.
Right. Exactly. One of the things we could do, too, for example, is isolation until your PCR negative. At no port of entry, ports, seaports or across borders, are we actually doing PCR of urine, blood, and stool to see if the virus is present? Not just can you grow it, and we can have rapid PCR within 15 minutes. You can tell if someone's positive or negative in any of those bodily fluids. And as soon as they're positive, they need to go in isolation until we can prove that they're non-positive, so they can't transmit it sexually or otherwise.
I mean, the
we
point
don't
is
have
that,
those policies.
The point for that is that really all these things result from our collective thoughts. This is all from our culture and our thoughts going in an imbalanced direction of just way too much changeability, no bonds, no loyalty, an excess of the lunar, which is characteristic of what's been going on. Again, as I said, since about the 1960s, and been getting worse. Even religious fanaticism and hatred are manifestations of the exact same thing that causes this mass immigration. So we need to balance our collective consciousness. We need to restore some kind of loyal culture. Remember, like again, my website is mattheWDeagle.com. You can contact me under contact. But I've been following these trends now holistically, right? The same way you look at the energy channels in the body and acupuncture, and literally all these things, even ISIS, are manifestations of what is the excessive lunar symbolized by the number 17.
Yeah, that makes interesting overall kind of global analysis. And is there any other major stories you're following that we need to discuss before we close off today?
Absolutely. We need to talk about CRE. CRE, you know what that is. It was found in scopes that were being used to photograph very sick people. And they found
you're talking about sigmoidoscope and sigmoidoscopes as well as colonoscopes. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, and it's resistant to all of the antibiotics that they can use. I mean, there's no antibiotics that they can use on them. Well, initially they had it was just in the hospitals, but then they got sloppy, and then it got out of the hospitals through the sewage. Now they're supposed to have burned the sewage or the anything that had, that patient touched. In the hospital, or send it to a place where it would be burned up, but they didn't. They sent it to they went down the drain, and they went into the water treatment plants. Well, LA has water treatment plants. They have four of them that get this CRE bacteria, and they don't have any way to treat it. They weren't expecting to get a deadly drug-resistant bacteria in their water treatment plants.
Well, there's two ways I would treat it. Number one, I found this out, almost 40 years ago, that there are dairies in Canada that actually have boxes that have radiation. The same thing as cobalt for chemotherapy. And you take the milk cartons, and instead of pasteurizing, you drop them into this box. The Israelis have actually done more research than anybody on this of irradiating food to actually sterilize it. But you do the same thing with waste. The other thing you do is what's called high concentration ozone. Ozone is amazing. And also ultraviolet light of the right frequency. So those three technologies could completely eliminate this. They don't properly, what's called, cold sterilize these scopes. That's the problem. They're sloppy doctors. Before I went into medicine, we actually went around the hospital's intensive care unit, emergency department, people's magazines, and the kids' toys in the doctor's offices, and they're all always filthy pigsties. And then when you get into doctor's equipment, they presume they're clean because they put it through a procedure. It doesn't mean it's clean. And these resistant organisms resist everything, including many of the toxic chemicals that otherwise would kill I call the Wally bugs, the like at Disney, instead of the Arnold Schwarzenegger bugs. These are Arnold Schwarzenegger bugs. They're not killed by these procedures, and you'd have to use a combination of radiation, ozone, and high energy ultraviolet light. And that will kill all of these things.
They're not doing it at all. And the way they found this out was that surfers started coming into the hospitals with CRE bacteria. And they said, well, how did you get this? Well, we were surfing. That's all I know. And they went out and tested the water, and the CRE bacteria are in the surf water off the Southern California coast.
Right, because what's happening is the effluent waste coming out of the plants, they consider it clean, and they dump it into the ocean, and it sits in the top and forms foam, and of course the surfers are getting it, and they're getting infected. That's why I tell people, do not do a colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy until you're certain that the doctors are using ozone at a minimum, or radiation, or ultraviolet light, a combination to sterilize the scope. These scopes aren't properly being sterilized, so if the previous people that used the scope had CRE, you're going to get it, and if you get clindamycin-resistant enterococci, you're in big trouble. And a lot of these enterococci also, they're what's called deconjugators. They take toxins that your liver conjugated to remove, and they deconjugate them, so they crash in your brain and cause brain problems. They crash in your organs, causing cancer or autoimmune disease. And so it's not a minor thing. Dysbiosis is a major trigger for many illnesses.
Well, it's only got a 50%. 50% of the people that get it die.
Right, they develop what's called a toxic megacolon. Just like if you get, Clostridium difficile, they call it difficile because it's difficult to culture, but if it grows in your body, it'll kill you.
That's right, and the hospitals are to blame because they let it get out of the ICU, and then they circulated it around the hospital, and now they're flushing it down in the toilet and getting into the water treatment plants, and now it's out in the ocean, and 4 million people go swimming every year in Southern California.
Yeah, here's the problem. It's the same thing as the passive Muslims. Passive doctors, nurses, technicians, etc., hospital administrators that just want things to go away. Doctors that won't speak out or ask the right questions, they don't have a strong enough background in infectious disease, and people don't go and test. And if you don't test, you don't know. You can presume because your floors are shiny or your equipment smells clean because it smells chemically. It doesn't mean it's free of CRE. And the problem I see with a lot of medicine is we don't have people that actually are willing to speak out. This is the reason why if 1% of Muslims are extreme, the passivity of the rest of them causes it to become a big problem. The same way as the passivity of doctors who won't integrate functional medicine, stop using toxic drugs, stop doing unnecessary procedures, not increasing technologies to make sure that we have safe entry into our borders in the United States or Canada or any Western nation. It's all because of passivity and the inability to ask tough questions to put people in charge on pins and needles saying, well, what do we do next? Well, we have to figure that out. But without data, we don't know what the issues are. And that's the problem is they don't like people like me that ask questions. I call them ask them questions. Because if we did, we'd have PCR data for everybody coming into this country the same way as all these scopes would independently be analyzed for CRE, and a lot of them would show positive. If you give someone CRE, it can kill them. So,
it's a big deal. Well, it's going to kill a lot of us, too, because they aren't even testing for it.
Well, it's, again, sloppiness. Sloppiness will kill you.
Sloppiness will kill you.
Yeah, that's a good report. And thank you, Professor McCanny. Thank you, Matthew. Back again Monday morning.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.